You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Our segment with Our Action Station is back. This week I spoke to Project Gender about their campaign on pulling the TV show If Boy Island. They say our public broadcasters need to do better. In an open letter to TVNZ, Project Gender demanded the network pull the If Boy Island New Zealand show immediately. This is because it normalises and champions predatory and dangerous sexual behaviour that harms people, especially our rangatahi. I spoke to the director at Project Gender, Angela Meyer, about the research and the campaign and the importance of promoting safe sexual practices. Here she is now.
So Project Gender is a social change agency, and we use data and research insights to develop campaigns or advocacy work or work to help businesses and brands get better at engaging gender in their organisations.
I guess, how does Project Gender's research tie in with this petition?
Yeah, so earlier this year we did a big piece of research on New Zealanders' online dating and sex habits. And we did this because we wanted to understand, you know, like what is actually going on in the world of online dating. And our research showed that for a lot of young people in particular, they're having a really hard time navigating consent, navigating all the different ways in which people are having sex. So, for example, choking and suffocation, the stats that we have around that are very, very high. Some of that is consensual, but some of that is non-consensual. So when we saw that TVNZ had a show called If Boy Island coming out, what we were really concerned about was the gamification of predatory sexual behaviour, which is something that our research had identified as being a real problem for a lot of young people.
Now, your research looked quite extensively into consent during sex, and I guess this was one of the main points which your research really pointed out in correlation with this show?
Yeah, well, what we were concerned about when we saw the whole kind of premise for F Boy Island was that the premise is that there are three women and 20 guys. Half of those men are F boys and half of them are nice guys. And if the women choose an F-boy, the F-boy wins $50,000. And if they choose a nice guy, the woman gets $25,000 and the guy gets $25,000. So that premise of kind of rewarding sexual predatory behaviour was something that was a real concern to us, because the idea that, you know, an F-boy is obviously someone who is using, not being honest with women about their intentions, and that was something that we saw was really, you know, of concern, and it came through in our research as being something that certainly young women were really struggling to A, identify, and B, do anything about.
Does this show gamify that predatory sexual behaviour, and I guess it highlights an importance not to broadcast this?
Yes, at its core it does. I know that there is some thought around the show as being something that is, you know, feminist in nature. We wrote our open letter to the CEO, Simon Power, and he was great and met with us, and we met with a number of the, you know, commissioning editors as well, which was also really great. And so we kind of outlined that actually this is not a particularly great format. It's not a show that we think is actually going to be informative. I don't really think that it has got young women's best interests at heart. So we're actually going to be working with TVNZ to help them get it right for gender equity, and making sure that things that are being kind of produced and going into the public sphere actually really take a gender lens and put that across them, and make sure that not only young women, we definitely heard from a lot of young men and older men saying this is not a show that we think is great for our young men either, because we also know that for young men it's a difficult time kind of navigating who you are and how you want to behave, and if we have this gamification and this kind of rewarding of that sort of behaviour, it just really blurs those lines and makes it even more difficult for both young men, young women to, you know, to actually ask for what they need and want in their sexual relationship.
Now, with Project Gender's research has come a petition to TVNZ. What does this petition entail, and what is it looking to achieve?
So So it actually wasn't a petition. It was an open letter to the CEO, Simon Power. And we said, sort it out, Simon. You know, this is what our research shows, which is what I've just discussed. And actually, this is, we wanted to take this show off air. We really felt this was not something that was suitable for our young people, for all the reasons I've just mentioned. I'd just like to say also that, you know, like, we're absolutely not here to sex shame anybody or anything like that. We're just saying that for a lot of young people, it's really difficult to negotiate what consent actually means, what, you know, safe sexual practices actually entail. And with the gamification of this, we wanted, you know, we were calling for the show to come off air. We have had over 7,500 people sign that open letter, and we did that through the platform Action Station. And actually, to be honest, we're pretty pleased with the outcome, in the sense that we have met with the executive leadership team at TVNZ, and we are now going to be entering into a relationship where we're actually able to keep working with them to make sure that this sort of thing doesn't happen again. I also know a number of the different advertisers who were advertising during FBoy Island have actually pulled their advertising. So I think it's really kind of created, I suppose, a groundswell of saying, actually, as our state broadcaster, this is not the kind of thing we want on our screens.
There also could be a look at, you know, consent law reform, which has been in the news, or was in the news recently, and I guess more education surrounding healthy, positive sexual activity, which, you know, does target our rangatahi.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we think, you know, it's Porn Week on the spin-off at the moment, which we really are enthusiastic about, because we know that, as New Zealanders, we're not particularly great at having really open, respectful conversations around sex and sexuality. So, and we absolutely support anything that can happen in that space. Again, as I said before, you know, we are all for people having great, fantastic, you know, safe, respectful, hot sex is absolutely what we're here for. And so anything we can do to encourage more openness, to actually really unpack what consent is, to have open conversations about porn, to have open conversations about how do we ask for what we need and want in relationships, and do that in a respectful way that's actually really fulfilling for a lot of people, we are 100% here for that.
That was the director at Project Gender, Angela Meyer, speaking about their campaign on pulling the TV show FBoy Island due to how it normalises and champions predatory and dangerous sexual behaviour that harms people, especially our rangatahi.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.